On Grand Valley State University Week, have you bought your lottery ticket? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Lowenstein, assistant professor of multimedia journalism, says win or lose, it could do more harm than good.
We've all done it. Bought a lottery ticket that we know can change our lives. And while you probably have a very clear idea of what you'll do with your winnings, you likely didn't know that you're participating in an industry that generates nearly $300 billion in revenue each year. I didn't either before I started working on an investigation of the global lottery industry with a team of more than 60 colleagues and students around the world. Together, we learned that the lottery is dominated by just 8 companies, some of which are in more than 100 countries. We analyzed the corporate merger and offshore activities of lottery behemoth International Game Technology, exposing its more than $600 million of tax avoidance while carrying out what amounts to aggressive tax on poor people. We analyzed 11 million records obtained through a public records requests and collaborated with a Berkeley statistician to find nearly 1,700 players across the United States who won dozens, hundreds, and even thousands of times at utterly incomprehensible odds. Our South African colleagues exposed rampant corruption in their lottery recipients, while a Malian journalist laid bare the links between the national lottery and Mali's ruling political party. All told, our team has written more than 4 dozen stories in French, German, and English in Latin America, Africa, Europe, and the United States. Our work has preceded arrests, store closures, policy change, and funding reallocations. So the next time you scratch off a ticket, just remember that you're not just chasing your individual dream, you're also supporting one of the world's largest industries.
That was Jeff Lowenstein of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.